From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The long wait is nearly over for 33 men who've been trapped in a mine in Chile for more than 2 months. Rescuers are making final preparations for hoisting the men out starting tonight or early tomorrow. They'll be brought up one by one in a steel cage. Chile's mining minister, Lawrence Goulburn, says final test of the cage turned up no problems.
There was no stones, neither dust, that was liberated during this process. So we are pretty sure that the cage will behave properly.
Two medics will be lowered into the mine to check the men out before the hoisting operation begins. Once out of the mine, the men will spend at least 2 days under observation in a hospital, and they'll receive at least 6 months of counseling. At least 40 people have been killed in Ukraine today in a collision between a crowded bus and a train at a railway crossing. At least 10 others were injured. Authorities say the bus had ignored a warning signal and was attempting to cross the tracks when the train slammed into the vehicle, pinning it under the locomotive. Ukraine's prime minister is ordering the installation of automated gates at railway crossings to prevent vehicles from crossing as a train approaches. 18 people are dead in Poland after a head-on collision between a bus and a truck. From Warsaw, Dave McGuire reports the collision is being called Poland's deadliest road accident ever.
The crash happened early this morning in heavy fog in a small town 50 miles south of Warsaw. The investigation is ongoing, but it appears that a bus carrying seasonal workers crossed into oncoming traffic and then hit a truck head-on. Weather conditions initially hampered helicopter ambulances from reaching the wounded. Without a network of motorways, Polish roads are narrow and truck traffic is often heavy. The country has one of the EU's highest rates of road fatalities. 33 people died in accidents last weekend alone. For NPR News, I'm Dave McGuire in Warsaw.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is challenging all sides in ethnically divided Bosnia-Herzegovina to undertake the political reforms that could pave the way for entry into the European Union and NATO. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Clinton is in Sarajevo today.
Secretary Clinton wandered down Marshal Tito Boulevard in Sarajevo today on her way to greet students in a town hall meeting. Her message was clear. There's been a lot of progress in Bosnia since the U.S. helped end a war 15 years ago, but the country needs a second wind.
Hatreds have eased, but nationalism persists. And the promise of greater stability and opportunity represented by integration into Europe still remains out of reach.
Clinton is also visiting Serbia and Kosovo to push them to open a dialogue. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Sarajevo.
A hearing is set to begin at this hour for the Army psychiatrist accused in the Fort Hood, Texas shootings. A court will hear from survivors and decide whether there's enough evidence to try Major Nidal Hassan. This is NPR News. The latest hurricane in the Caribbean, Paula, is bearing down on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Hurricane warnings have been posted along part of the Mexican coast, including the resort of Cancun. Paula currently has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour and is expected to dump up to 6 inches of rain on the region. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that could have an impact on hundreds of lawsuits alleging a link between vaccines and disorders among children. At issue is whether a federal law providing no-fault compensation for people injured by commonly used vaccines should protect vaccine makers from virtually all liability lawsuits. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the case involves Hannah Brusewitz, who received a vaccination for diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis when she was 6 months old and has been developmentally impaired ever since.
The vaccine was developed in the 1940s, and its manufacturer, Wyeth Pharmaceuticals, has declined to substitute other more modern and benign vaccine designs. Hannah's parents initially filed a claim with the so-called vaccine court set up under federal law to compensate the victims of vaccine injuries. But the federal court ruled there was inadequate proof the vaccine caused Hannah's injuries. Her parents then sued in state court, but the drug company went to federal court contending that federal law categorically precludes such suits. They won, and Hannah's parents appealed to the Supreme Court, which hears the case today. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the U.S. has an interest in a growing number of disputes over Asian island chains and over freedom of navigation through waters claimed by China. Gates was speaking at a meeting of representatives of China and other Asian powers in Hanoi. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for